Well, today we start a little bit of school report cards and season reviews, and we're going to bring on celebrity supporters of NRL teams. And previously when we've had this man on, I think it was, might have been this time last year, we had James Magnusson on the program when he was competing in SAS, where now another series has finished, but he expressed his love for the Bulldogs. He is a Canterbury fanatic. And he's back on the line right now, and I'm going to poke the bear right off the top. Congratulations on the wooden spoon, James. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rossi. Look, there's only a few things to win. You got the premiership, you got the minor premiership, or you got the wooden spoon. So we're taking home some silverware.
silverware, woodenware, whatever you want to say. James, can I just say, it's been a massive year with the Olympics. Your analysis of the swimming in concert with Matt White in commentary was absolutely outstanding. You brought great education and things you observed, and I think we learned a lot just by listening to you. You must have enjoyed the experience, albeit from afar, calling the Olympic swimming.
Yeah, no, thanks, boss. It was really exciting, particularly given we had such a successful Australian team. I think that made my job a lot easier because it was all very positive. Our women's team was crushing it, winning golds left, right and centre, so I really enjoyed the experience. And obviously, Matt White, a seasoned campaigner to work alongside.
Yeah, the old pair of slippers, Matty White, very comfortable. No, he does a great job, consummate professional. Can you just tell me, from someone who's been there, done that, the fact that there is now this extraordinary situation, it is 3 years between Olympics, that, I don't know, previously when you come out of Olympics, is there a bit of a dead spot, a lull, like you come out of it and you collapse? But because there's 3 years, you just be energised by performing well at the Olympics. They're only 3 years away and we go again.
Yeah, I think so. Look, usually you kind of come home and let your hair down for a little bit. 3 years is a shorter turnaround, but I'd say there'd still be a fair emotional come down off the back of this Olympics just because those athletes have been up for that Olympics for an 18-month period. They thought they were racing, then it was called off, then it was back on. So I still think it's important for those swimmers to have some downtime because it is a real come down off the back of Olympics and trying to refocus for the next one. So my advice to those swimmers would be take a little bit of time off, spend it with your friends and family and kind of take some time to refocus.
All right, salient advice. Now put your Bulldogs cap on and your jersey and the shorts and the socks and a flag. And I want you to do the review. In all honesty, James, the best moment of 2021 that you saw with your beloved Canterbury Bulldogs?
It'd have to be the final round win over the Tigers, the 38-0, a record win from a Wooderspoon team. So we've at least entered the record books for something. But I think it just gave all our fans a little bit of hope. You know, we blooded a few promising rookies in Aaron Shoup and Bailey Biondi Odo. So that's looking positive. And then, of course, the plethora of signings gives us plenty of hope.
Yeah, we'll do more on the preview in a moment. A worst moment from the season, James, is it the overall record? Is that the hardest thing to cop?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I was pretty optimistic at the start of the year. We'd obviously had a few signings at the start of the 2021 season, so I thought we'd be pushing up towards, say, 10th on the ladder. Probably the most disappointing one for me was the use of Kyle Flanagan. I really thought they'd give him a solid year in first grade to cement that number seven and really compliment Burton for next year. And I was a bit disappointed that Kyle was in and out of first grade and didn't get a chance to sort of settle into that position. So that was probably the most disappointing part for me.
Yeah, it might have been for about four times by the end of the season for Kyle Flanagan, up and down the yo-yo player. This is a curly one. James Magnusson, my special guest, Bulldogs fanatic, doing the season review for Canterbury. If Trent Barrett was here sitting with me now listening, any advice for Trent on the back of the season?
I'd probably be aiming again for a little bit more consistency in the roster. I know it's hard to stick with the team when you're not winning games, but because of the age of a lot of those players and the lack of experience, I'd just be trying to blood solid first grade players by getting plenty of games under their belt. So that was the only thing I found a bit difficult, but completely understand that as a coach, if you're not getting results, your job's on the line. So they're just looking for wins rather than consistency in the lineup.
All right. Now, I don't know whether there's any trophy that goes with this, the James Magnuson Most Improved Award at the Bulldogs this season, but is there a player that you got excited by that came ahead to your educated eye this year at the Canterbury?
Yeah, I think the number four, Aaron Shoup. I think he was a big find. He was only on a train and trial contract at the start of the year. From the south coast of New South Wales, so I always yep. love it when they bring a country boy into the team. I think he's a star of the future. I played the back end of the year with a busted shoulder, so looking forward to seeing him in a slightly more star-studded team next year.
Yeah, hard runner. I mean, he could be your sort of Justin Ollam type out on that left side. He really does run with great conviction. Yeah, I share your excitement and anticipation of Aaron being around on the scene for a little while. All right, well, now we get to the preview stage. So by the way, if you're to score, I suppose, out of 10, there's the love for the team, but there is the result. What's the score for Canterbury 2021?
Yeah,
the James Magnuson scale?
Probably looking at a 2.
Harsh but fair.
Yeah.
Right, but now let's turn the page. And suddenly the sun comes up and flowers are out. I mean, they've signed no less than 10 players and the meter's still ticking. How high are your expectations for improvement and big improvement at that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, you'd probably have to look to David Middleton for confirmation, but that's got to be almost the biggest turnover of players a first-grade squad has ever had. I think 11 shown the door, 10 or 11 signed thus far. So it's basically a whole fresh starting lineup. If I'm a betting man, and I am, I think good value on the Bulldogs to make the top 8. So for everyone at home, Bulldogs to make the top 8, I think they're paying about 280, maybe 290. I see value in that.
Look, I love that. I love your honesty. If I was the people that throw out the line, if I was a betting man, yeah, and they are, so at least you put your cards on the table there. Like I throw names at you, like Matt Dufty, like Josh Adokar, Matt Burton. Who's got you most excited then? That's coming to the club.
Matt Burton. I draw a likeliness with Matt Burton to what happened at the Bulldogs in 2004. So we had Brent Sherwin and Brayton Astor in the halves, and this great up-and-coming player called Jonathan Thurston who couldn't break into the first-grade squad. At Penrith, they've got Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai in the halves, this great up-and-coming player called Matt Burton who can't break into the squad. I just think the similarities are striking, and I think he's going to go on to have a very storied career.
Okay, all right. Now, there's a text here. James, Vossi and the Missile, advice for Trent Barrett, put yourself at 5'8 and become captain coach. There we go.
And do all the modelling for the team apparel.
Oh, well, that's a given. That's a given with Trent. And James, as things return to normal, just from interest, now, I'm right in saying, so your love of the Bulldogs, was it family-based or you latched yourself onto the Bulldogs going way back?
Yeah, no, my old man is from the Canterbury area. He grew up there and played some juniors there and brainwashed me from a young age up there in Port Macquarie once he moved north.
And if swimming didn't take over, could you have been in the blue and white? Did you dream of being in the blue and white?
I dreamed of it. I definitely dreamed of the blue and white. Is it realistic? Probably not. I think my physique was more suited to swimming. But that was a dream of mine, probably before I dreamed of being a swimmer, to be honest.
I tell you, a dynamic wing duo. We could have the Fox and the Missile on either wing. That'd be great.
Dynamic by name. I'm not sure if it'd be as dynamic by speed.
Well, there we go. All right, James. Well, great to have you on the program again. And quite obviously, your knowledge of the game, your passion for the game comes through as well. A true Canterbury supporter. Better days ahead. Well, some could say can't get too much worse than bottom of the ladder. So, but thank you for the analysis of this season and some, you know, give some hope to the Bulldogs fans. They're excited. They can't wait for next season to begin is the feeling that I get from the Canterbury fans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably the first time in about 4 or 5 years where things are looking really up for the club. So to all the Bulldogs fans out there, get behind us, sign your memberships up, and let's go for 2022.
There we go. James Magnuson with the call to arms. The Bulldogs aficionado. You've set a very high benchmark for celebrities doing and sports stars doing analysis of their team's season. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wussy, and all the best for the Christmas New Year period.
Good on you, James. We'll catch up over the summer. I'm sure there'll be reasons to have you on the program. James Magnuson, great talent. Was a great talent, of course, as a swimmer, one of the very best in the field of sprinting. But if you, again, if you heard his Olympic coverage this year, I just learned so much by listening to him and things that he observed in the pool and the head down, the breath going in that last 5 metres and all the little, the subtleties he passed on. It was outstanding commentary, one of the highlights of the SEN Olympics coverage.